scratched our other one and put all our hopes on your word," said the Colonel. "Why, what is that? Silver Blaze favourite?"
5-4 against Silver Blaze,"
roared the ring.
5-4 against Silver Blaze. 5-15 against Desborough. 5-4 on the field."
"There are the numbers up," I cried. "They are all 6 there."
"All 6 there? Then my horse is running," cried the Colonel in great agitation. "But I don't see him. My colours have not passed."
"Only 5 have passed. This must be he." As I spoke, a powerful bay horse swept out from the weighing enclosure and cantered past us, bearing on its back the well-known black and red of the Colonel.
"That's not my horse," cried the owner. "That beast has not a white hair upon its body. What is this that you have done, Mr. Holmes?"
"Well, well, let us see how he gets on," said my friend imperturbably. For a few minutes he gazed through my field glass.
"Capital! An excellent start," he cried suddenly. "There they are, coming round the curve."
From our drag we had a superb view as they came up the straight. The 6 horses were so close together that a carpet could have covered them, but halfway up the yellow of the Mapleton stable showed to the front. Before they reached us, however, Desborough's bolt was shot, and the Colonel's horse, coming away with a rush, passed the post a good 6 lengths before its rival, the Duke of Balmoral's Iris making a bad third.
"It's my